Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Small Business Report with my good colleague Gene Marks back from the road in America to report on the business of America is small business. We begin with Gene's presentation to the Aluminum Extruders Council. Aluminium. Extruders Council.
Aluminium.
Aluminium in Atlanta, Georgia. Gene, welcome home. Atlanta has a Federal Reserve Board that prints routinely the expectation of GDP growth right now, currency right now, and it's been positive for weeks. Do you see it in Atlanta? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Yeah, you know, these. So this is a national conference. It is companies that are in the aluminum extrusion business, which is not something that you mention at cocktail parties very often without putting people to sleep. And yet all these like all these associations I speak to, they perform a vital part of the U.S. economy. They pull out aluminum from scrap, from other pieces of metal. They're job shops. They do design. They work with aluminum to mold them and turn aluminum, your raw aluminum products, into different things that are used in both manufacturing and even by end user consumers. I mean, these are companies that are in the aluminum business. And, you know, it's small family businesses and some larger firms that are involved in this as well. And when I met with them, I talked with them about the economy, and we talked about some workplace stuff, taxes, a little bit of some advice on cash flow and operational matters. But it was a an interesting group, and again, you know, we look at people; these are at the core of manufacturing. Like all manufacturing in this country, manufacturing has been still slow and sluggish. And many of the companies that are part of this Aluminum Extruders Council are doing fine, but they have been slower this year because they are at the offset of manufacturing now. Because of these tariffs that are coming in, which were actually started on aluminum back within the Biden administration, if they are to buy aluminum to do the work that they do, they're really buying more from domestic manufacturers. And a lot of them that I talked to are expecting more work over in the next few years as more people in this country are forced to buy domestically and use them for aluminum products because outsourcing it to China or to Europe is just becoming too expensive with the tariffs. So as sluggish as they've been this year, a lot of the members there were still optimistic about the next few years that there will be an uptick in business because of these tariffs.
Also, I crash in. Three things necessary in a great abundance for the balance of this century. Iron, copper, and aluminum.
Yes.
To build those data centers. You cannot do it without them. And you need water and electricity as well. But first, you got to put the building up. So,
it's interesting that you bring that up, John. There were, a few in the room that are really benefiting from the data center building demand that's been going on around the country. And let us not underscore that the literally billions of dollars that are being spent by Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Meta, and other companies building these data centers, many of them here in the U.S., they're really making up for the slowdown in commercial building and construction and residential building and construction work that we're seeing because of the softening in the commercial construction market. So it's really been like a blessing in disguise. I mean, these data centers, although they come with their carbon footprint issues and their environmental issues, they've really been propping up a lot of construction companies and then indirectly companies that are participating in the Aluminum Extruders Council because they benefit too.
I won't do detail because you can't trust it. But Gene, we're talking with the T word now. That's how much money is coming.
That's true.
That's a lot of business. Okay, yep. We're heading to Pittsburgh. The American Foundry Society. How's their health?
Well, first of all, close to Pittsburgh. It was actually About an hour and a half away from Pittsburgh, John, is this amazing resort called the Nemacolin Resort. And for any of you who are listening right now that have ever had a chance to stay there, it's this gorgeous place. First time I've been there, and it was amazing. They filmed the COVID season of The Bachelor there, John, so you know it has to be good. So the American Foundry Society met there. Now, these are, again, not sexy, not very exciting. These are businesses that are in the foundry business. They take steel, aluminum, iron, you called it, you named them, and they have giant foundries and melts it down and turns it into parts and pieces that are used in all sorts of different equipment. A lot of these companies do specialized work for equipment manufacturers and people making stuff for other companies. And again, they have these like large foundries that take these materials and melt them down. And they're same situation as it was just coincidence. I spoke to both of these, associations within a few days of each other, but, same situation. They are, this year has been somewhat slower, except the people that are involved in the data center work. They sell to a lot of manufacturers, so the demand there has been slower. But again, they have high, they're optimistic about what's coming down the line. So, and they're preparing for it. And listen, how bad can things be if they're at this Nemacolin Resort? I don't think you can get a room there for less than $600. So they're doing fine.
Gene, they're in the middle of the river that's coming. They know that.
Yes.
You've now named two people who will be very happy the rest of their lives and their children's lives. All right. We're doing two for two. So how are we doing with the Truckers Association out of Boston?
So this is a truckers association. It's actually, to be clear, it's not exactly an association. It is a company that has a bunch of truckers as a group. It's an insurance company that provides captive insurance. So imagine if you're running a trucking company, you've got all sorts of insurance issues, right? I mean, you run over a puppy and you're sued for millions of dollars. So many trucking companies, they get captive insurance, which means that they pool a bunch of money together and they share the risk together. And there's an insurance company in the middle of it all that manages it all and uses it, hopefully applies, claims and all effectively, and hopefully gives some of the money back if people are managing their risk effectively. And so this was just yesterday. I spoke, there about 300 in the room. This is at the Encore Resort in Boston. It's a huge Wynn Resorts, giant casino resort in Boston. Pretty crazy. These guys are all there in the trucking business, partying and having a good time. You don't even want to know what a steak costs in that place. But trucking business itself has had its ups and downs. Right now, global shipping has been back on an upturn. The ports are busier. People are shipping. They are busy. The e-commerce firms are still doing their thing. Many of these companies are not seeing the downturn that was that everybody's been expecting because of the tariff situation. They've been busy. I mean, the trucking business itself was really extremely busy, during COVID and a little bit after COVID as well. That was kind of extraordinary with the e-commerce boom then. So things have calmed down a little bit, but for the most part, they're doing okay. They've experiencing growth. Their industry is mirroring a lot of what I'm seeing. I mean, recent gross domestic product numbers that came out, showing growth in the economy. So they're good. Cautious, though, and everybody has uncertainty about the future with tariffs and inflation, but they're not seeing that hit their bottom line yet.
All right. Big brass band light up. We're coming to Gene Marks's favorite metric, the architecture firms. August of 2025. What happened, Gene?
Well, it's still soft now, and again, I shared this information with, and I love to share it with groups that I speak to. I talk to them about economic metrics to follow. And just to go off on a tangent here, John, I point people away from government numbers. You showed me, you brought my attention to the recent GDP number that was for the second quarter. It was originally released at 3% growth, went to a second revision, and now at its third revision, it's now up to 3.8%. Yeah. That's a huge change, and
a definite problem for people who look out ahead for their business model. Yes,
it is. And it's also a problem for people trying to run businesses and trying to figure out where the economy is going. I mean, you know, the government, and we all know that the Trump administration has had issues with the Department of Labor's unemployment numbers as well. And, you know, for years, I've always been dubious about the, you know, the methodology that's used by the government to collect data. They do it on surveys. They, you know, they, and they're good people and all that, but it's just, it needs to be changed and updated. And the reason why I say all that is the AIA index, the American Institute of Architects. Now, this is an association that requires their members to submit data about their billings. So when they produce their billings number every month, this is real data. This isn't like just, you know, trying to statistically sample people that you're calling up and asking them numbers. I mean, their members submit this stuff. So, you know, when architects are billing, that's a good sign for the construction industry, both commercial and residential. And when their billings are down or even soft, you know, that's not a good sign for the future. It's a great leading indicator for the construction and real estate industry. And I shared this metric with all three of those groups that I just mentioned, as well as some other metrics. And unfortunately, the metric is still soft. It's in contraction. The billings for architects are still not doing well. Which basically means that people are not making plans for building commercial and residential, you know, properties, higher end, you know, right now. And the architects themselves are, their billing levels are significantly below what they were even just a few years ago. So when that starts ticking back up again, and I think interest rates will drive that, that'll be a great sign for both residential and commercial construction. But not,
no conclusions, not yet. No conclusions, because we now go to September vehicle sales. This makes no sense whatsoever, Gene.
I know. I mean, you hear about, you know, oh my God, the consumers are pulling back and pulling back. Well, I mean, today consumer spending number came out again from the government, so let's be careful. But it did say that consumer spending remains strong. The big retailers, as late as August, we're reporting decent consumer spending. This is Walmart and, you know, even Macy's, even Home Depot. And now we have, you know, new vehicle sales from J.D. Power. You know, they were released for September. They were just released today, actually. And this is retail and non-retail. So it's for both commercial and residential. And it had a 0.1% increase year over year. Which is, you know, great news. And then they also say that, you know, if you adjust for the number of selling days, which were a little bit more this time of year, you compare the same sales volume, actually sales have increased 4.5% over 2024, year over year. So we've got, you know, more car sales happening on top of, you know, retail sales showing stronger. The consumer continues to spends. Now, they say the biggest driver was electronic vehicles, and the tax credit, which is expiring, has prompted a lot of consumers to go out and buy vehicles to take advantage of it. But, you know, listen, I mean, like I always say with my clients, I mean, taxes, you know, if you buy something just to get a tax benefit, it's kind of silly. You need the something. The tax benefit can help you afford it. People are taking advantage of this expiring credit, but they're still buying the cars. And so that's a good sign. So we'll see if it holds up.
Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper and The Philadelphia Inquirer. I'm John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.